So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlokes regarding eid zaymim. If a witness was later discovered to be an eid zaymim, from what point does he become posel eidus, disqualified to testify? Abaya Amar, lemafreyu nifsal. Abaya says he becomes posel retroactively from the time he testified falsely because mahu shaita da'aser havali rasha. He was then already a rasha who was posel eidus, as the pasuk states, al tashas rasha eid. Rava Amar Mikanu Labahu Nifsal. Rava says he becomes possible only from the time he became an Eid Zaymim, but not from before, because Eid Zaymim Chidishu. It's a novel halacha that the second Eidim HaMazimim can disqualify the first Eidim Zaymim through the testimony of Emanu HaYisim, because this is a Treyu Trey situation in which the second Eidim HaMazimim are Machish contradict the first Eidim as to their whereabouts at the time of their testimony. And if so, my chazus, the tzais lahani, why do we accept the second edus as truth and the first edus as false? Perhaps the first edus is the truth and the second edus is false. It must be exeis hakasav that we accept the testimony of the second edus. Therefore, in l'chabay el mishas chidush ve'elach, the first edim are possible only from the time of the hazama, but not from before. The Gemara now proceeds to explain the previous Mishnah's first case. Ganav al pishnayim betabach ha-machar al pihen, v'nimtzu zaymimin, mishalman ha-koyl. If two witnesses testify that a person stole an animal, and the same two Edom testify that he also slaughtered or sold the animal, and these Edom were then discovered to be Edom Zayman, they testified falsely, these Edom must pay the complete Dal V'Heit to the accused, which is what they would have caused him to pay through their testimony of Geneva and Tevicho Mechira. According to Abaye, who holds the Mafreyu who Nifsal, the Mishnah cannot be referring to a case of Shehi'idu ala Geneva, V'chazr V'idu ala Tevicha. The two testimonies were given at separate times, first the Eidus Geneva, and afterward the Eidus Tvicha, because they would only be Mishama Tashlumi Kefil, Veloy Tashlumi Gimel. The Eidim would only be liable to pay for the Geneva, but not for the Tvicha, because Kivin the Isazmulu HaGeneva, Igalem Milsalam Afreya Dechiasadu HaTvicha Pesulun Hava. When they later become Zeman on the Eidus Geneva, they became Pasal retroactively from the time of their Eidus Geneva, and were certainly Pasal later at time of their Eidus Tvicha. Therefore, their Eidus Tvicha was not valid at the time of their testimony, and Hazam is effective only if their testimony was otherwise valid and effective at that time. However, according to Rava, who holds Mikanu Labahu Nifsal, the Mishnah can even be referring to She'idu al Hagneva v'chazer ve'idu al Tvicha, and they are Mishaman HaKoil. The Eidim are liable to pay for both the Gneva and the Tvicha, because even though they later became Zeman on the Gneva, they were not possible retroactively from the time of the Eidus Gneva and the later Eidus Tvicha, and their Eidus Tvicha was valid at the time of their testimony. Therefore, according to Abaya, the Mishnah must be referring to She'idu Bevas Achas. The two Eidus were given simultaneously. And Mishalman Atavicha, because as Rashi explains, the Eidus Tvicha was during the time that they were still able to retract the Eidus Geneva. Therefore, they were not yet considered possible during the Eidus Tvicha, but rather a moment after, even according to L'mafreyu Nifsal. The Gemara now wants to say that the Machlekes Abaye v'Rava is actually a Machlekes Tanoim in the Braisa that discusses the Mishnah's case. Shnayim me'idin oisei sheganav, behe me'idin oisei shetavach. The Braisa states, Huz mo'ala geneva, eidus shebat l'miktsas abat l'kula. If they became zaymin only for the eidus geneva, but not for the eidus tevicha, they only pay kefil, but they do not pay teshlumi gimel for the Tvicha, and therefore if they later did become Zeman for the Tvicha, they are pata because the Eidus Tvicha was disqualified through the Hazama of Geneva, Shemen Geneva in Tvicha ve'emechira, as the accused might have bought the animal and slaughtered it legally. However, there is a machlekes in the following case. Hu zmo ala Tvicha, hu misham tashlumi kefil, v'hi misham tashlumi shleisha. If they became Zeman only for the Eidus Tvicha, but not for the Eidus Geneva, the Tanakhama says the accused pays kefil to the owner for the Geneva, because that Eidus remains valid, and the Eidim Zeman pay the additional Tashlumi Gimel for their Eidus Tevicha, for which they were Eidim Zeman. Rabbi Yossi says it depends, as the Gemara explains. If the two testimonies of Geneva and Tevicha were given at separate times, they're considered as two Eidus, and only then do the Eidim Zeman pay for the Tevicha. Aber be'edus achas be'vas achas loy. If the two testimonies were given simultaneously, they're considered as one Eidus, and the Eidim Zeman do not pay for the Tvicha because Eidus Shabbat L'miktsasa, but L'kula. Both the Eidus Geneva and Eidus Tvicha were disqualified through the Hazama of Tvicha, and the main Geneva ain't Tvicha ve'emechira. The Gemara initially assumes as follows. The Kulei Amateich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. All agree that if a person made one statement, and they made a second statement within the time that it takes to say a dibur, the two statements are considered one. And the machlekes regarding bevasachas is as follows. The Tanakama holds mikano labohu nifsal. The edim come possible only from the time of azama. Therefore, atvicha de komisazmi isazm igneva de lemisazma lo isazm. Only the edim's tvicha was disqualified through the azama, but the edim's geneva remains valid. Therefore, the edim zemin do pay for the tvicha. While Rabbi Yosi holds the mafrehu nifsal. The edim become possible retroactively from the time of the edim's tvicha, and therefore, ki isazm lo atvicha isazm lo nami ageneva. The Eidus Geneva was also disqualified through the Hazam of Tevicha because Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The Eidus Geneva and Eidus Tevicha are considered one statement. Therefore, the Eidim Zeymin do not pay even for the Tevicha because Shem Ein Geneva in Tevicha Ve'im Mechira. The Gemara, however, explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that L'mafreihu Nifsal, and they disagree in whether Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The Tanakama holds Teich Kedei Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. The Eidus Geneva and Eidus Tvicha are considered two Eidus, even though the Eidus Tvicha was made Teich Kedei Dibur of the Eidus Geneva. Therefore, only the Eidus Tvicha was disqualified, but the Eidus Geneva was not disqualified. While Rabbi Yosi holds Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, the Eidus Geneva and Eidus Tvicha are considered one Eidus, because the Eidus Tvicha was made Teich Kedei Dibur of the Eidus Geneva, and therefore Eidus Shabbat Mektasa Bat Lakula. The Gemara points out an apparent contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. We just said that Rabbi Yosi holds Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. However, in the Mishnah Masechta Temura he seemingly holds Teich Kedei Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. The Gemara answers, Terei Teich Kedei Dibur Hava. There are two durations of Teich Kedei Dibur, one is longer and one is shorter. The Mishnah Masechta Temura refers to the longer Dibur of Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav, the time it takes for a student to greet his Rebbe, which consists of four words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umayri. Rabbi Yosi holds Teich Kedei Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. However, our Braisa refers to the shorter Dibur of Kedei Sheilas Harav LaTalmud, the time it takes for a Rebbe to greet his student, which consists of two words, Shalom Alecha. Rabbi Yosi holds Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The rest of this daf is reviewed with the next daf.